sermon text is taken from Psalm chapter 122 and verse 1. Psalm 122 in verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." This morning, we shall rejoice in this day of worship, considering the reasons why we rejoice. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Because we love to worship God here in this place. The children of Israel assembled at the tabernacle and later the temple to worship God Most High. Jesus himself joined the assembly at synagogue in the public worship at the appointed place. And then the Lord, in his earthly ministry, instituted his church, the called out assembly of the saints. In the New Testament writings, we read that it is the duty of God's people to publicly attend the local place of worship. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. In the very first church ever established, the church at Jerusalem, in Acts chapter 2, we read of the components of the healthy church that is engaged in and always has been the context of the Christians physically assembling together. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. How we have missed the full gathering of all of God's people here in one place. We do not diminish at all our meetings of a few, but this is very exciting to see the many. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house in the place where your glory dwells. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. I heard the objections of some who say that the church is not a building, but a people. And to you I say that you are quite right, but do not use this as an excuse to neglect your duty to gather as part of the church in the assembly, in a building. Many people don't know this. It's not fashionable to teach this today in today's evangelicalism. But that word that's translated church, the ecclesia, is a called out assembly. Before that word was used of the church, it was used of a group that would be called out. For instance, in the Roman Forum, so Senator Ericus over here would call out all of his constituency to come out and to hear this new law that has been put into effect. So it would be a called out assembly for a particular purpose, the church. And this is why it is essential that we gather together. An online service, or the online, you know, postings of the sermons, can never be a continuing or a permanent substitute for the in-person meeting because it violates the relational aspect of the assembly, and it is not a biblically appropriate forum for one of the four key components of worship in Acts 2:42, the celebration of the Lord's Supper. So then, to the naysayers I say, why do you complain if we rejoice in the Lord in this building? Do you wish to mitigate our joy in order to make your own misery less? Today we are glad to worship our God in His Christ here. We say, on earth as it is in heaven. And you know what's going on in heaven? See, the Apostle John got a little glimpse of what was going on in heaven. And this is going on today, friends. Revelation chapter 5, beginning in verse 11. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. In thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him who lives forever and ever. Oh, I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord," because the Lord is here. I don't know whether He's sitting in one of the taped-off sections or not, but you can mark it down. The Lord is in this place. "For where two or three are gathered together in My name, I am there in the midst of them." God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Friends, remember, Jesus is always among us, even as the Spirit is always within us. Even from the day you first trusted in Christ to the praise of His glory, Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And we all are offered His gracious salvation. He shed His blood and He died for you, yet He holds no grudge. And those who apply the blood to the heart, believing, shall be saved from their wretched condition. And such that have, rejoice today, because the Lord is here. How about another reason? Another reason. We got a whole bunch of reasons to be glad today. Amen? I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord," because my Christian brothers and sisters are here. We have already spoken of the importance of biblical fellowship and the ministry of encouragement. We love the fellowship of the faithful. "I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts." And in Malachi we read, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on His name." We can say with Paul that we are thankful for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Friends, we are a spiritual family. And if Christ binds us together, we shall not easily be torn apart. Today, we rejoice that we have fellowship with one another. The fourth reason. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Because souls are saved and restored here. We've witnessed this many times in this place in our midst. And I pray that we witness it again on this Lord's morning. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they've not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our report?" So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Some of you have been saved here, or restored to fellowship here, by the convicting power of God in his word. That's what saves a man. And the Lord is still in the business of reclaiming lost souls. He doesn't have to wait for phase one, phase two, phase three. He has never ceased from his mission to come and to seek and to save that which is lost. This, friends, is the main business of the church. Let us never lose sight of our first call, the Great Commission. Yet a man cannot be discipled unless he is first truly converted. So friends, today, we are excited, we are glad, in the words of the psalmist, to be here. And next week, how much more excited shall we be if others are here with us? Friends, share your hope, your joy. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be wise. Be a soul winner. Maybe you are here or you're listening and you desire the hope and the joy that we have. Maybe you're sitting here saying, "You know, I don't feel all that glad today." And I know we have our ups and downs. We may have days where we don't feel like this or feel like that. But friend, if you have not done this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Admit before God your sinful condition. Pray, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And trust that when he shed his blood on that cross, that those droplets of blood were shed for you. and that they are sufficient satisfaction of God's wrath against sin for you. Trust the Lord. Believe Him when He said, to those who believe upon His name, where I go, you shall be also. Friends, if you have placed your faith in the living God through Jesus Christ, you have a home in heaven. And friends, if you need a little restoration, you can go to Him too. He specializes in restoration work, amongst other things. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity to come out and worship together. We are just so glad to be here. We are so glad for Your presence here this morning. Lord, that Your light might shine in us and through us this day. And we pray that You guide us as we meditate upon these things and go forth and face this world with all of its problems the rest of the day and throughout this coming week. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.